This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The New York City subway system is one of the world's great economic forces. Yes, it's deeply troubled, crumbling infrastructure, management tugs of war, political opportunism at every turn. But think about what it does and what it means for the center of global capitalism. It literally gets people where they need to be so they can make the gears of this economy go. And that is why it was notable last night that for the first time ever, the New York subway did a planned closure. From last night until further notice, it's going to shut down every night, 1 to 5 a.m. for trains and stations to be disinfected. And you know who that's going to matter to with most of us working from home right now? The essential workers making the gears of this economy go right now. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has the story.
Grocery stores don't stock themselves. Overnight, workers unload trucks and restock shelves. Bobby Daubert is one of those workers. He lives in Brooklyn and works at a market 8 miles from his house. He usually takes the subway a half hour, but not today.
One bus, 26 stops.
And then a half-mile walk. It took an hour, and the bus was completely full with no room for social distancing. But it's the only way he can get to work. He checked Uber this morning, just in case, and it was $35. With hazard pay, he makes $18 an hour.
I mean, if it wasn't for public transportation, I wouldn't have a job right now.
The Transit Authority says 11,000 people have been riding the trains in the early morning hours during stay-at-home orders. During the subway shutdown, it's giving essential workers who can't access buses a free nightly car ride. But for now, Daubert and people like him will have to find other ways to get to their jobs.
By and large, those are essential workers with especially long and difficult commutes.
Danny Perlstein is with the Riders Alliance. He says the majority of people who ride the subway late are super commuters, workers who travel 90 minutes or more. And that's during normal times.
New Yorkers have organized our lives around the fact that you can get anywhere in the city at any time of day or night by public transit.
The city's massive economy depends on the subway. And Sarah Kaufman at NYU's Rudin Center for Transportation says so does the city's identity.
Right now, having a subway that doesn't run 24/7 brings that into question.
She says this could make people question whether New York needs a 24-hour subway, even in a post-pandemic world. And without those late-night rides, some of the industries that anchor New York, like nightlife, would change too. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.